listeners. Today is April 17th, 2017, and we are One BDF Podcast. Today we have the honor of having Mrs. Lang, an 8th grade language arts teacher at Dag Hammarskjöld Middle School, for an interview. She's been teaching at the middle school level for years. She's worked at a variety of different schools with a variety of different students. Said students range from different school levels. So please give her a warm welcome. So, Ms. Lang, where did you grow up?
I grew up in a small town in eastern Connecticut called Basra. We were very small.
How supportive were your parents or others that had a significant role in your life?
I had a very close family. I was the oldest. I had a brother and a sister. My father was a teacher. My mother stayed home with us, and then she became a secretary. But we did a lot of things as a family. Most of our family was in northern Vermont, so we spent a lot of time up there. They encouraged me to do everything that I could. They sent me to a private high school, hoping that I would get a better education and a better background.
What did you want to be growing up?
Well, ever since I was a little kid, I wanted to be a teacher. My father was a teacher, my grandmother was a teacher, my aunts and uncles were teachers, and I was determined to be a teacher. But when it came time to go to college, my father said, "No, you don't want to be a teacher. Go into the business world. Teaching is hard, it's long, it's not all it's cracked up to be." So I went to college, and I got a degree in business, in marketing, and I went out and was working in different fields, and just never happy, never content, didn't like what I was doing. And then my husband decided that, "Oh, you should go be a teacher. You get the summers off. It's an easy job. Go be a teacher." So he encouraged me to go back and get my teaching degree, and that's how I ended up where I ended up, the long way around.
How does your past affect how you live today?
I guess I was very close with my family. I believe in family values and doing what you can for your family, and I think that's important. I just spent the vacation, invited my mother, and we went down to visit my son in Texas. So no matter where my family is, they will always be a priority, and I will do whatever I can to be with them. My husband's family lived in northern New Hampshire, and mine lived in northern Vermont. We traveled everywhere to be with our family. So I think I follow through on that with my family.
Did you have any other role models as a child?
My parents were role models. My father was very active in the community. He ran the Little League program and the whole recreation program in town, did a lot of volunteer work. My mother was always volunteering and everything. I just idolized my father as a teacher. I can remember being in college in my classroom, and it was an evening class, and it was one of my first education classes, and I'm like, "Oh, my goodness. There's a real teacher sitting in class with me." I idolized teachers. I thought they were the biggest, best things in the world. And I just couldn't believe that I was actually in a class with other teachers.
Thank you, Mrs. Lang. We would now like to learn about your childhood. What was your favorite childhood memory?
We lived out in the middle of the boondocks. The best thing was the neighborhood. There was 5 or 6 kids, and we just did everything in the neighborhood. We climbed rocks and trees and built houses, and my father had a shed in the backyard, and the poor man, every time he went to store something in the shed, we kept taking it out of the shed and putting it behind the shed, and then we'd build a school or a house, and we'd take moss, and we'd carpet the floor, and we found paint in the basement, and we'd paint the walls, and how my parents ever put up with our creativity is beyond me. But that was probably a very special moment. My brother was 3 years younger than I was, and my sister was 6 years younger than I was. So I kind of was, it was, I was, they were the kids. We called them the kids because they were younger than I was. And by the time I went to away to college, that's when my sister was in high school. So we really never had a close relationship because she was always the kid. She was always younger. But, you know, they teach you how to deal with problems and picking on you and beating you up and all that stuff. So I guess they had that type of impact.
Do you have many friends? And if so, did they help you reach success?
No, I was not a popular person. There was not a lot of people in town. I mean, there was 50 kids in my eighth grade graduating class. And when I left high school, I mean, left grammar school, I went to high school, and I went into a different town. So, and that was far away, so you could never go out and do anything because you had to travel all this distance to get there. But I have close friends. I still am very, very close with my best friend from that I grew up with. I have one of my friends from high school that I'm still very close with. I'm still very close with my college roommate. We just went on vacation with each other a couple months ago. So I had special friends. The people that I was friendly with or had a special relationship with.
What global conflicts, if any, were occurring during your childhood that may have had an impact on you?
I was born in the 60s, so 60s and 70s was the Vietnam War. That impacted my family because my uncle, my mother's brother, was killed in the war. And I can still remember the day the phone call came in and just, you know, learning through about the war through that experience definitely impacted me. I went to my first degree. Here we go. I went to Central Connecticut State College for my undergraduate. Then when I went to become a teacher, I went to Central and I took all the courses that you needed to get your certification for the state of Connecticut. So I took 39 credits there. But nobody told me that I could have turned those into a master's degree. And then when I came to work in Wallingford, I needed a master's degree, so then I had to go back to school, and I went to the University of New England, which is in Biddeford, Maine, but I did that online. And then when I finished that, I did back and got my 6 year, and I did that through Fort Hays University in Kansas, again online.
Did you have any fun or impactful jobs before you became a teacher?
Well, I'd have to say my background is in swimming. I taught swimming. I started teaching swimming when I was 14 at the Norwich YMCA. And I taught all through high school. When I got into college, I did swimming then. But then when I had my kids, I went back to teaching swimming here in Wallingford, and for years I worked at camps teaching swimming so the kids could go to camp, and I still run into kids I had when they were 1 and 2 years old around town, and I recognize them as some of my former swimming students.
What were your goals for the future when you embarked on your journey to become a teacher?
My main goals were to have my children and raise my children. The teaching became, well, a dream come true. But it was just, I've always been very good with students. I caring. I love working with kids. I love being around them. So just to be someone to influence them and give them advice and be close to them, I guess, was my goal.
Now that we know why you became a teacher, let's talk about the job itself. What is your favorite part of your job?
Favorite part would be coming to school and putting up with you crazy people. Worst part is coming to school and putting up with you crazy people. I guess a little of both. No, it's just, you're the ones that make it. You're the students are the ones that make the job. Your enthusiasm and your personalities make it what worthwhile.
What skills do you think are improving as you continue to work as a teacher?
Which of my skills are improving? Communication is the hardest part I have, is getting my thoughts out and pronouncing words and names, and as my students will know. But it's just communication, knowing what to say, saying the right thing, explaining things the right way. That's a skill that I'm constantly working on.
Can you describe how your job has affected your lifestyle?
My job has given me the opportunity to learn new things. I just am constantly learning. I constantly love to learn. I love going places and experiencing things, and having the time off in the summer allows me to do that.
So we have a few more questions to kind of learn more about you. What was one of your first experiences in your career?
The way I started was, my kids went to a Catholic school, and they had just put in a brand new computer lab. So I knew, my husband knew a little bit about computers, and I knew nothing about computers, so I figured anything that I did, he could probably fix if I ruined it. So I went in and I started volunteering at the school and creating, working with the computers and with the kids on the computers, and that was at the beginning of the internet. When the internet was so basic, you guys would have never used it because it was tedious. But I expanded the school program and the technology program and became the coordinator of the school. And then I went on from there.
What is the most important thing you have learned throughout your life?
I guess it's just the relationships with people. Just they're the ones that are there for you, and you need to be there for them. And just, caring about the people around you is the most important, because that's what we're all here for, is to make other people, help other people through their lives. So I think that's kind of what I came up with.
In your opinion, what does it take to be successful in the 21st century?
You need communication skills. You need a work ethic. You need to go in places that other people are not going. You need to go above and beyond. You have to volunteer at every opportunity. You need to take advantage of every opportunity. You have to put yourself out there. And you have to make yourself wanted and needed by others. That's where you're going to find success.
Thank you, Mrs. Lang, for being here today and for sharing your experiences with us. It was an honor to have you as our first guest on our Step 1 BDF podcasting channel. And, of course, thank you to our listeners for tuning in.